Back home, an inmate of Mountjoy Prison in Dublin remains in a critical condition after being subjected to a brutal beating by other prisoners. The 34-year-old was attacked in his cell on Friday evening and was taken to hospital with serious head injuries. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds is on the line. Paul, this man had only just been committed to prison, I think a couple of days earlier. Did he request protective custody or what happened?
That's correct, Rachel. He'd only been brought into Mountjoy Jail last Wednesday, 2 days before the attack, after he had been sentenced to 6.5 years in prison in the courts. He had pleaded guilty after he was caught with a loaded semi-automatic pistol and a magazine with three more rounds in it. In Finglas in Dublin in October of last year, he was spotted by an off-duty guardie and pursued. As is procedure in these cases, a threat assessment was carried out at Mountjoy Jail when the man arrived. His background, his associates were checked. He would have been asked if he had any worries or fears. Was there anyone in the prison he was afraid of? Was he associated with any particular faction of any particular gang? An issue did arise very, very early into his sentence that day, shortly after he arrived, and he was moved from one area to another, but it wasn't perceived to be a major issue, and prison sources say he didn't express any fears for his own safety, and there was no need to put him into protective custody. That is available. Gardaí also were not aware of any threat to the man while he was on the outside either. He hadn't received a Gardaí information form, and that's a form that the Gardaí give to people, which is a formal notification if there's a threat against them, if the Gardaí become aware of a threat against them. However, at around 6 o'clock last Friday night, a group of up to four other prisoners went into the man's cell in Mountjoy Jail and attacked and severely beat him. He sustained serious head injuries. He was taken across the road to the Mater Hospital, and he remains in a critical condition on life support there today.
What are Gardaí saying about who might have ordered this attack and why?
Well, there's obviously a number of reasons, possible reasons why this happened. I mean, during the sentence hearing, the man said he was a drug addict. He had convictions for drugs, and he also had a drug debt. However, he was also caught with a loaded gun, gloves, a change of clothes. So it appears he was part of a hit team and was on his way to carry out a shooting when the gun attack was foiled. Now, the Gardaí at Mountjoy are carrying out a criminal investigation, and they are seeking to interview inmates as well as prison staff. And while they still have to establish a motive, and they say they're keeping all lines of inquiry open, the two strong lines of inquiry are that this attack took place because of the inmate's drug debt or because of the foiled gun attack for which he was jailed. Obviously, the target would not have been particularly happy about it and may have sought revenge. But Gardaí do believe that the attack was ordered from outside the prison. Somebody outside commissioned those inside to carry out the attack on their behalf.
As you say, a Gardaí investigation now underway. In the meantime, have the authorities in Mountjoy taken any action to ensure the safety of prisoners? Because there will be a lot of concern about this.
Yeah, well, prisons are particularly violent places because you have some of the most dangerous criminals in society in them, and they reflect what happen in society outside. Threats, deaths, grudges and feuds from outside the prison walls are often carried back into the jails and continued in there. I mean, the prison service says there are procedures in place to keep inmates safe. Gang affiliates and gang factions are separated. Protective custody is available to any inmate who seeks it. The prison has CCTV covering the landings and the yards, and no doubt that'll be crucial to this case. The detectives believe they'll be able to secure that footage of men suspected of carrying out the attack on the prison landings, perhaps even entering the man's cell. The prison service said in a statement that it can confirm a prisoner was seriously injured in Mountjoy, but it says it's a matter for the Gardaí and the Gardaí investigation.
Paul, thanks very much for joining us with that. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.